Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs. It's called A Shoulder to Cry On. This is from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. This song came to me way back on October 2nd of 1992. You know, sometimes we can give and give and give until we are burned out and used up. I know I've been there several times in my life. Since we are all called to minister the life of Christ, this burnout is not limited just to church personnel or leadership, right? It's all of us. We must always take the time to be filled up, or we will find ourselves dried up and useless. This song came at a time when I had given all I had to give the day before, and I realized that I had nothing left to give on this particular day, and that there was nothing else I could do for any of the pressing needs of others I was concerned about and or ministering to. All I could do was give up to God. During such times, another thing I do and say is this: thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being there for me. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14 in the New American Standard Bible says this: but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained it, or obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God's word is very clear as to how to stay refreshed and filled with strength to keep on keeping on. Take this passage from Isaiah, for instance. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, you all know this, but let me read it to you again. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary or tired. They will walk and not become weary. Let's take just a few minutes right now as we listen to this song and cast our burdens and our cares upon his strong and mighty and able shoulders. If you need to cry, then just cry. If you need to groan, then groan. If you need to simply sit still and soak in his presence, then just do that. His shoulders are broad enough for all of us. Let's lean into him right now.
I love to do this song, and a little over a week ago, the Lord told me to sing it over those tonight who are burned out or dried up. And I know in a group this size, there must be somebody who is feeling used up, burned out, dried up. If you just need the Lord to refresh you, would you allow me to sing this song over you?
Lord, sometimes I give all I have left to give. Sometimes I run dry so that others might live. And sometimes I think You have left me alone, and sometimes I wish you would just call me home. At times I grow tired, yet I want to obey. Sometimes I can't hear all you're trying to say, but I'll go where you lead, do what you say to do. And when I run dry, I will cry out to you. Oh,
for
this pain. A hand to hold, a friend to rely on, a cool, refreshing rain. My God, to bear this cross that I die on.
Father, we thank you that your shoulders are broad enough for all of us. We lay our burdens down on you right now. Refresh our souls, restore our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 says this. This is the words of Jesus. These are the words of Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And then in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 10 says this, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And finally, remember the words of the psalmist David, who said in this Psalm 34, verses 4 and 5, sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Brothers and sisters, let us find rest in the Lord today and be filled to overflowing with his love and his power and his goodness, while being ready at all times to be poured out to those in need around us. And once we're emptied, fill your tank again and again with his presence as often as necessary. Well, today's episode is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. I love to talk about this because I get to talk about my wife in the process. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I have damaged to a vocal cord, and I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. So I'd like you to consider becoming a patron of a new ministry arm of Dennis Jernigan. It's called Patreon, and you can go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And if you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, A Shoulder to Cry On, from the live recording, I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.